Hey everybody, how we doing today? Time for another Wren's Rant. There is a lot happening right now. So, in case you didn't hear, Robert Malone put out on his Substack that he's concerned about mRNA vaccines getting into our food supply. That's a pretty legit concern, given the fact that they are injecting animals with these and are planning on doing a lot more of that. Do we want gene therapy injections into animals? I don't know. I don't want to eat that crap. More importantly, if they do put that in there, what is the likelihood of transmissibility to humans? And do you trust them to tell you the truth about it? I know that I just assume not have any mRNA vaccines anywhere near any animals that I'm involved with. So my hope is that we find a way to deal with this. But the key here is that we've got to keep pushing the truth out, because unfortunately, we can't count on our federal government to do anything legal or ethical. So unless we push this out and enough people realize that they're planning on pushing this through the food supply, who knows what the impact's going to be? And that's the thing, is we really don't know the impact, and I don't trust our government to tell us the truth because they're liars and crooks. That's right, DOJ, FBI, I am talking about you. All right. As if that's not bad enough, it's something that I think is really relevant because of the fact that we also, you know, I talked about a while back, I think, the fact that they're experimenting with using mosquitoes and things like that to help transmit viruses. That's right. Genetic or viruses, vaccines, same thing, right? They're doing experiments to see how transmissibility of vaccines may occur in gene-modified insects, something along those lines. That's a Gates Foundation special. I'll let you guys look into the details. You can find that online. But just look at mosquitoes and vaccinations, and you'll see that there are some studies being done on how that might work. Why does this matter? Well, ask Lisa Marie Presley, the latest in our died suddenly victims, right? Long parade of died suddenly victims. Lisa Marie Presley, may she rest in peace. I want to know her vaccination status, right? Am I insensitive? I don't think so. Was it the other people that asked me my vaccination status insensitive? Were the people who tried to fire people, were they insensitive? Were the people who said you can't come into my restaurant without telling us your vaccination status, were they insensitive? How about the people who threw our soldiers out of the military? Were they sensitive or insensitive? Yeah, I kind of don't care. And here's the deal. I'm sorry that we're in this situation, but when they asked us if I was vaccinated, that was about a vaccine that we knew didn't stop transmission of the disease and really had no positive impact whatsoever. I know, because I had already done the research. The research was already available, despite the fact that the media and the federal government covered it up. We knew that there was no benefit to this vaccine, but they went ahead with it anyways. Now there's a legitimate public health interest. Are these vaccines causing death everywhere? It's my opinion that we need to, in every given sudden death, especially sudden unexpected deaths, like a 54-year-old actress or like a 24-year-old football player who didn't die but certainly had major cardiac issues, or anyone else, we need to be talking about their vaccine status. What kind of a public health crisis are we facing? And here's the thing. Here's the thing. They didn't have a good reason to ask us, the unvaccinated, about our status for restaurants, jobs, or other things, given that this doesn't actually stop the transmission of the disease. But we do have a good reason to ask them. If it's killing everybody, we want this to be known in the public so that other people don't take it and get killed. So there's a logical reason there, right? We need to promote this. It needs to be out there. And we need to ask over and over again. And I don't care if it hurts your feelings that I'm asking you. I care about the people who are living. I can't fix the people who are dead. So if we ask and it saves the lives of the living, well, again, there's nothing I can do about the tragic loss of so many lives. What I can do is prevent more. So keep asking. I hope every time someone dies suddenly that we see this on Twitter trending and everywhere else. It would trend elsewhere, except for, you know, the fact that it's being censored, right? Did you see this with Facebook? Facebook actually admitted that they're censoring true information. They admitted it. Let me tell you what that means. That means, in my opinion, that they're probably liable. If they were taking money or in some way, shape, or form made money off of the push of these pharmaceuticals, which I believe they did, and they covered up the danger of them, well, then they advertised a product that was dangerous. They pushed it out knowing that it was dangerous. They did it with knowledge, right? When you do that, there's a very reasonable likelihood of liability. If I promote children playing catch with hand grenades, guess what? I'm going to get sued, and I'm going to lose, and I should. If you promote vaccines that you know have a reasonable likelihood of killing people, you know because you're seeing true information come out and then you're censoring it, well, you should be sued. So any lawyers hearing this, please consider suing Facebook. I'm pretty booked up at the moment. I'm looking forward to suing them. I just got to get there first. But if I don't and someone else gets there first and we save lives, I don't care. I'm more than happy to share case theories and help people if they want to file these suits. Okay. As if the censorship at Facebook isn't enough, how about Twitter? Russia collusion? Anyone? Anyone? Well, the latest Twitter files are telling us about, you know, those Russian bots that were promoting disinformation? That was a lie. They knew it. They knew this. Between Adam Schiff and all these other people who are promoting these lies at Twitter, I got to ask, does anybody believe anything that any media company is saying right now? I mean, you know, True Social, you know, I'm good with that. I like Getter, CloudHub, Gab. I mean, we got a few different places that are good where you could, where they're not censoring. But these big companies, you know, thank God Elon has reduced the censorship. I don't know if he's got all the algorithms straightened out. I know that the last time I checked, I wasn't allowed to advertise. So I couldn't pay Elon Musk's company to promote truth. How is it that I can't, but I'm pretty sure Joe Biden can. Pretty sure a lot of other people can. I'm willing to give Elon the benefit of the doubt. He's been moving in the right way on truth, and I'm sure that we'll get that fixed at some point. But the sooner the better. I would love to stick some money into some Twitter advertising to try and help save people's lives. I'm not going to get anything out of it. I don't need any more business. I don't care about more clients. I got too many. What I care about is saving lives, and I would be happy to stick money out of my pocket into advertising on Twitter to make sure that people could see the government documents that I own or have possession of, that we've submitted to courts and that are accurate and that show the fraud that's occurring. I would love to help people to see the truth. Speaking of seeing the truth, have you seen the truth about the criminal in the White House and his criminal son? His criminal son was living at one of the houses where this guy's storing top secret information. And unlike Trump, this was information that was taken when Biden was VP, and he didn't have authority to do that. Trump, clear as day. So what do we do about Biden keeping all sorts of classified documents in a place where, you know, the single most likely person on the planet to sell them to the highest bidder lives? That would be his son, right? You know, his son, who it appears may have been part of multiple felonies, and who it appears may have made money off of the creation of SARS-CoV-2. Yeah, that guy. Well, what do we do about this? I mean, if you're Trump, we send the FBI to raid your wife's underwear drawer in your child's bedroom. I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, clearly there's loads of top secret files in Melania's underwear and in his son's bedroom. I mean, that's exactly what we need to do. And we appoint some special prosecutor who's going to be, you know, one of the most biased people on the planet. Well, if you're Joe Biden, what we do is we start out and we appoint a DA who works for the president. So, I mean, I'm sure that's good. And once you find out that there's more and you just can't, you can no longer cover up for putting a henchman in there to do this investigation, then you appoint a guy who's a crook or might be a crook. So the new special counsel appointed to, you know, to really get to the bottom of Biden, he's from the crooked FBI. He worked with Christopher Wray. What? Really? Do we even want to pretend that this is legitimate? Biden should be in jail. Or an old folks home, where they change his diaper regularly. I don't know. The corruption is mind-blowing. We the people have to stand up. We have to stand together. Please go to TomRens.com. Support our Substack. Support our Give, Send, Go. Buy the products there with checkout code RENS. If you do that, you're supporting the fight. We have to promote this fight so that we can keep fighting. We need to make more money to hire more lawyers. Yes, it is about money, because if I don't have it, I can't hire these people. I have to make more money. I put my money into the fight. I pay for it out of my pocket, but I need your support to do it. Thank you. God bless, and I'll see you next time. A couple years ago, when they decided to lock us down in our houses, I decided to fight. I started fighting then, and I've continued fighting till now. I represent little people. Sometimes I represent big people now, but most of my clients can't afford to pay. We've fundraised, we've fought. We don't have backers like George Soros, but the people we're fighting do. We need your help now. I need to raise money, and I don't want to charge all of my clients full price. I want to be able to help people for free. So to do that, I need your help. And God's blessed me. I've had a lot of people giving me money and giving me donations, but we needed to do more. So what I've done is I've created TomRens.com. On TomRens.com, we have a bunch of different things. We're going to try and sell and partner with Patriot Partners to sell their goods, to sell their items. What I can tell you is if you're not a Patriot, I'm not going to partner with you. If you're going to buy something, buy it from TomRens.com. We're partnering with Lindell. We're going to be selling precious metals. We're going to be selling a bunch of different things. Most importantly, if you can, sign up for our Substack. We really need to grow the Substack. If you'll subscribe to my Substack, every dime that I get from that goes back into the fight. The more money I make, the more lawyers I can fund, the more I can fight. The more I can sue people like Anthony Fauci, the more I can sue people who are profiting off the suffering of Americans. We want to fight for border security. We want to fight for election integrity. We want to fight against COVID tyranny and health freedom. We want to fight for a free America. We want to make America great again. It's only going to happen if we the people come forward and fight. We need your help to do that. I'll keep fighting, but I need your backing. If you're going to buy, buy from us. Go to TomRens.com. That's TomRens.com. TomRenz.com. Please support us on our Substack. We're going to put out as many stories and as many articles as we can. We're going to try and keep you informed. We're going to try and make sure you know what's going on. And we thank you so, so much for your support. I never thought I'd be a guy who was going to be pushing gold. I always thought, really? You don't think our currency is going to be good? I mean, that just seems a bit far-fetched. Well, the Fed is currently experimenting with digital currencies. They're currently experimenting with dollars being gone, computer-controlled currency. Never thought I'd be this guy, but I'm buying gold. I need it. I'm buying precious metals. I got to keep my family safe. Never thought I'd be able to recommend it. I won't recommend something I can't recommend in good faith. And honestly, it's probably time that if you can do it, you get some gold. If you're willing, if you're capable, if you're going to buy some gold, I need to ask, please buy it through TomRens.com and our partner, BH-PM.com. That's Andrew Cercini. He does a show with me with Clay Clark and General Flynn. Good guy. Met him. He's got a wonderful family. Good guy. Can't say enough positive about the man. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from him. The commission that we get off of it, it goes to the fight. Everything I get goes to the fight. So please support us and for supporting you. Support us in fighting for you. If you're going to buy the gold, buy it from Cercini. Buy it with us. We've partnered with two great patriots, Mike Lindell and Eric Napudi. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, really needs no introduction. If you don't know who Mike Lindell is, well, you've been under a rock for quite some time. He sells awesome things. I love MyPillow. Most importantly, I love the dog bed, because then when my wife throws me out, I've got somewhere to sleep. And it's comfy, right? Okay, no, I'm kidding. But I do love Mike, and I do love his products. If you're going to buy him from TomRens.com. Please, we need support there. We need your help there, and any money that we make goes into the fight. I don't want to have to charge my clients lawyer fees. Most of them can't afford it. We want to fight for real people. We can't fight for real people if they can't afford us. So we always try and find ways to do things. Now,
It's important that we support these big fights. Some of these big fights, they cost millions of dollars. We funded as much of it as we can through donations and through our own pockets. So now we're looking to do other things to try and fund these fights. Regular Americans can't afford to fund this like Soros can. So buy MyPillow products through TomRens.com. Also, we've got Dr. Eric Napudi. Dr. Eric Napudi is a great friend to me. Dr. Napudi stood against the federal government when anybody else on the planet would have ran. They sued him for $500 billion for promoting vitamin D and zinc during the pandemic. He gave away, I think, 2 million doses just to try and help people. And what did our government do? They sued him. We're selling his products. I hope you'll buy them. If you buy them through TomRens.com, we get a little bit of income, and it supports a great patriot, Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all the prayers, and please support us at TomRens.com.
This is one of the greatest movements I've ever seen and been a part of. I literally go to President Trump's rallies. I speak there. I speak on his bus tours. This Reawaken tour is literally what it means. It has reawakened the American heart.
Yeah, you got the wrong one if you think I'm bowing to this nonsense anytime soon. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not playing and messing around. Just in case you've never been introduced to a church like ours, guess what? In January, the Reawaken tour is coming to our place. Hallelujah. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Yeah, it's going to be lit. Wide slam open. I told Clay, just come on in, make a mess in Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Psst. Ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them and everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Akash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro has joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
And now we're taking the Reawaken America tour to Nashville, Tennessee, and to the home of Pastor Greg Locke. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America tour is now headed to Nashville, Tennessee with Pastor Greg Locke on January 20th and 21st. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets, you're going to see that on the Reawaken America tour, we've had Mel Kay, late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Dr. David Martin, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, the daughter of the late great prophet Kim Clement, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Kash Patel, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chad Prather, NBA great Jonathan Isaac, Karen Kingston, Sean Foyt, Jim Brewer, Seth Holhouse, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Alan Keyes, Melissa Tate, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Mike Lindell from MyPillow fame, General Michael Flynn, Pastor Mark Burns, Roger Stone, film producer Mickey Willis, Ann Vandersteel, Dr. Aaron Lewis, Eric Trump, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Charlie Ward, Ian Smith, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Gene Ho, Patrick Byrne, Mike Adams, Pastor Bill Cook, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Scott McKay, Dr. Christian Northrup, Joey Gilbert, Amanda Grace, Dr. Mark Sherwood, Dr. Peter Navarro, Thomas Renz, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Rob Marsh, Del Bigtree, Kevin Jenkins, Dr. Andy Wakefeld, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Eric Napudi, once again, Pastor Greg Locke, Dr. Jim Meehan, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, Alfie Oaks, and the founder of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, the prophet Julie Green, the investigative journalist that everybody knows, Laura Logan, Doug Billings, Seth Keschel, Dr. Rashid Batar, Senator Wendy Rogers, Sam Sorbo, Dr. Brian Artis, Steve Strang, Anna Kate, the attorney, Trisha Lindsay, Dr. Jane Ruby, Bo Polney, Mike Smith, and countless conservative names that you know. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, it's timetofreeamerica.com. And when you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you'll notice that you can name your price. Yeah, you can name your price. Just go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have scholarship tickets available. We have VIP tickets available. Whoa. typically when they go to timetofreeamerica.com to request tickets, they fill out the form and request tickets. You might talk to them. And so the questions people ask me all the time are, you know, how much are the tickets? How does the whole process work? Can you walk everybody out there listening right now through the process if they want to request a ticket to attend the Reawaken America Tour?
Well, I give them the opportunity. I tell them that the VIPs are the closest seating to the speakers. VIP lanyards, VIP welcome bags, with Clay Clark's book, Fear Unmasked 2.0, as well as a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
T-shirt. Okay. We want to fit your budget. So you give me your best price and I'll make sure.
What's the lowest you've sold a ticket for, just so we'll have a range?
Remember this one? Well, actually,
yeah,
I gave a free ticket to somebody.
Whoa, man.